Welcome to the first podcast of the Litty Titty Book Club.
Hello, listeners. We are Amanda and Amanda. Amanda and Amanda.
Amanda and Amanda. It's the Amanda Show.
We're starting... Amanda and I both have an obsession with books. We've been in a book club for a few years together now. Mm-hmm. And we both are like maybe book hoarders as well. And so we thought, how else can we channel that energy? You know what? Let's start a podcast.
Yeah. Let's not spend so much money on books and let's just hole up in a room and talk about books.
And we'll talk about them. Yeah. Maybe the ones that we know we still have yet to be read in our own collections.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're trying to busy ourselves from buying books by talking about them, as Amanda said. So here we are. This is our very first episode.
Yep.
Welcome again. And so we'll start with like a little bit of about us so you get to know who we are. And then from there, I think we're going to be doing a lot of book reviews. We'll kind of go dive into a specific book to talk about. But we're just going to start off with sort of, you know, our current reads and things like that. So
yeah, just an intro.
Just an intro. So
because we have nothing right now.
Yes. So you're really getting the bare bones here, everybody. So over to Amanda B.
Okay, sounds good. I'm Amanda Bell and I'm 38 years old and almost 39, which is terrifying, but here we are. I don't feel old. Do you feel old?
No, I feel well. Everybody, I found my first gray hair today.
Yeah.
And not that that says anything, but, you know, it sort of reminded me that, hey, I am in my mid-30s.
Yeah.
But I don't feel old.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 34.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So, am I a baby?
Yes. Yeah. I literally think everyone is the same age as me. So when people are like, oh, I'm like 33. Oh. I'm like, excuse you?
I know. It always baffles me to learn people's real ages too. Because I'm like, I thought you were my age.
Right?
And I'm like, nah.
No. It's the sunscreen.
It's the SPF.
Yeah. Protect yourself.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, well. Okay. Sorry.
It's a season of life thing though. That's truth be told. So. Yeah, it's just like when you're in the same season of life with others, it does feel like age is just a number.
In certain scenarios.
Some of the books we read are maybe not age is just a number.
But that's okay in books.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Unless it's...
Given the context.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've spiraled. Okay.
Yes.
I'll just talk about what I'm currently reading. I'm almost done the book called The Conditions of Will by Jessa Hastings. She wrote Magnolia Parks, and I feel like I need to read that book now because I so love this book. It's amazing. It's character driven. It's about family. It's about death. It's about this character named Georgia, and she's into psychology, so she like reads people and like reads faces and like it's very interesting. Mm-hmm. I really really love it. So everyone should read it. And the audiobook's not out yet, but it's on Kindle Unlimited if you don't want to buy the physical copy, which I thought was nice. But I, of course, had to buy the physical copy because...
Well, we have it here, and it is a beautiful book.
It's so nice, right?
Like, I'm such a sucker for...
Like, look at the back.
...book design.
Beautiful.
Stunning.
Right?
Yep.
Little heart.
I mean, just look up the book cover, and you'll see what we're talking about.
Yes. Yeah. It's great. It's a great book. And I'm also reading A Fate Inked in Blood by Danielle L. Jensen. Mm. And I'm going to her book... signing talk in Calgary next month.
What?
Yeah.
Just
it's
for that?
Sold out. Well, it's her second book's coming out.
Okay.
But
you're
in the
going
series.
For that. It's not coincidental.
No. It's I'm going
she's
just
a
for
fan,
that.
Everyone.
I am
she's
a fan. I'm a fan. It's a good book. It's a good book. I got like stuck on a part, so I just am like trudging through it. And then I picked up this book, Conditions of Will, and I powered through that. So we're going back to A Fate Inked in Blood. And what about you? What are you reading?
Me, so my current read is, at the moment, it's so good, and I'm recommending it to everybody. It's called Broken Country by Claire Leslie Hall. And if you were a fan of Where the Crawdads Sing and also Tom Lake, but with some British countryside vibes, this book is for you.
I love that.
Now, I audiobooked this one. I don't know if it was particularly enjoyable because I liked listening to the British narrator. Mm. Her voice really added to the experience.
Yeah, I love that.
I can't say I would have read this in an accent in my own head.
I can't do that. Some people can, and I right? don't know how people do that.
Right? Like, it's not the same. But no. When you hear, like, a British lady reading it to you, and it's, like, British countryside, you're like, oh, she's painted a picture. But, right? like, it wouldn't have been the same if it was just my voice.
And sometimes if they're British or, like, there's a guy who's Australian in this book.
Yeah.
I will, like, out loud say it. Oh! Like, I'm just like, I'm in a play. I'm yes. doing all the voices.
Oh, she's acting. Yeah. That's the thing, too, is sometimes you'll get them doing, yeah, like, the characters' different voices.
Yes.
So it's just, like, it feels like you're reading and listening to a movie.
Yeah, that's so cool. I love that.
Yeah, I love audiobooks. I do. But I am more of a physical book gal. Mm-hmm. Yes. This one I audiobooked, though. And I do believe that I have thoroughly enjoyed an audiobook, even more sometimes because the narrator can be so good. Like Meryl Streep narrating Tom Lake.
Yeah.
Chef's kiss.
Everyone's like, what did you picture her as? It's Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep?
It's literally Meryl Streep.
Oh, she does such a good job. Yeah it was amazing.
I really
and that totally
book.
Changed the experience of the story for me. Broken Country, though, it has that murder mystery element. Mm. It's heartbreaking. The relationships are all really encompassing. You get a really good feel for the characters. And I honestly devoured this book. And there were some great plot twists that I didn't see coming. And it was truly special. I don't want to give any spoilers away, but the gist is that it's like, so a farmer dies and we need to figure out who did it, but there's a little bit of like a backstory on some like a love triangle a little bit, so you get a little bit of time jumps here and there, but it's not done in a way where you're like all over the place and it's
you're like what year am I in.
No, it's clear and it's well written in that way. It's well laid out and you get this little bit of a history, but then you get current day and it's just there's so many moments that are just like heart-wrenching.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like, I don't know. Those tend to be the kind of books that I lean towards, too, anyways. It's like, I want to just
cry.
I want to suffer.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you said that before. Yeah. You're
always
like,
my book choice is like, how can I literally just make myself feel the worst?
Yeah. I need to cry, and I want to cry, and I want everyone else to cry with me.
So please read this one. No, but it is a good story, too. It's very beautiful. I feel like it'd be a really nice, like, spring-summer read right now. So,
Nice.
Definitely pick it up. I recommend it.
We didn't get into how old are you?
I'm 34.
What's your backstory? Oh,
like
do your intro. I just cut you off. I was like, what are you reading?
Well, hey, that's what it's all about, though. She wants to know what I'm reading. And okay, so a little bit about me. So we know I'm 34. Going on 50, just kidding.
With your one gray hair.
Yeah, my one gray hair. I'm also a mom, so I have two kids. And I'm also, like, I'm always scoping out good kids' books. My son recently started listening to chapter books at bedtime, which is really fun for both of us.
Do you get them on Spotify? Like, where do you get the kids' books? Is it Audible, too, or?
Or, no, like, read them.
Oh, Hoopla. Oh, you're reading them. Okay, I thought you were, like, when you said listening, I was like, you got audiobooks for kids' books?
You can.
Like, that's true.
Yeah, you can. Like, sometimes, like, we have, what's it called? Like Amazon Prime Kids.
Okay.
And he has one in his room and he can say like, Alexa, play a bedtime story.
Oh, that's
And she'll
cool.
like narrate something.
Yeah, yeah.
But I usually just look at the thrift is where I find kids' books. Cause
love thrifting.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's, you know.
That's where you get it.
That's where you get it. Yeah. But so we recently, we read the whole Wild Robot series.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone read those. They put the movie out last year.
Yes,
the first
I still
book,
have to watch it.
It's so good.
Is it?
It's different. Well, you know what? It was a cool experience because my son, he's only six, but like, we read the book first.
Okay.
And then we went to go see the movie afterwards.
Oh.
So we got to have that, he got to have that experience of.
The book was better?
Was the book better?
Yeah.
And so I asked him afterwards, I was like, which one did you like better? And he's like, I don't know, they're both good. And then, but he kept saying, like, he'd whisper to me in the theater, he's like, that doesn't happen in the book. And I'm I know my boy.
You're
that
like,
happens to me all the time.
Prepare for disappointment.
Because it's like, they'll leave storylines out or add characters or delete characters, things like that. So he got to have that experience, and so that was cool for me. just to like cool. yeah. start to like introduce that to him now as like being in the mom side of it.
But we
read the other two because it's a trilogy.
Okay.
And so we got through those, we love them, and we're now working through some of the Roald Dahl books.
Okay, yeah, nice.
And
they have a lot of those at Goodwill. I always see them there.
They have a lot, but so he was a huge fan of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and now we're getting into James and the Giant Peach. Mm-hmm. But some of those Roald Dahls have some like wild ass language.
Oh, that, really? Like what?
I didn't remember when I was a kid. Like those were classics and I grew up with those, but.
Don't think I read any of his books.
Oh, no.
No, I just think I've seen the movies.
We read like Matilda and like The Twits.
Yeah, I've just seen the movies.
There's more books than I thought there was.
Yeah.
There's like a ton of them, but yeah, they're always like. There's some coarse language that I don't remember.
Like what?
Calling people like stupid.
Oh.
Or there was like, you know, well, coarse language.
Yeah.
But there was like, I don't know, it feels like mean. Like we're just in a day and age now where you're like, it'll say like.
Gentle parenting.
Yes.
Everyone's good. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Right. So it feels like, yeah, like they're like calling out like, oh, and that woman was just, she had the fattest, ugliest face. And you're like, wow. Like, and so when I'm reading to him, like, yeah. I'll omit those things. Like, I'll just say, oh, and she was a bigger woman. Like,
just like editing.
I edit as I read because I'm like, whoa, Roald Dahl is like a little bit like unhinged with his.
British. He's very.
Oh, right.
Right?
Yeah, it's the Brits.
They don't care.
Anyways, yeah, like times have changed, my friends. And then my daughter, she's younger, so she's more of a like, let's read the same Bluey book again for the 10th night in a row kind of gal.
Yeah, Haley's very into, what is it? Robert Munsch.
Oh, yeah, I love Robert
And they're
Munch.
Good.
Yeah.
But when you read them every night and it's just like they're so repetitive and the noises and stuff. And I'm just like, I can't. Please pick anything else.
Anything else, right? Like I'll purposely like lay certain books out and like, okay, pick some books.
That's what I need to do.
And she'll like dig in and like find the same Bluey book. She's like, this one. Aww. Or like a Frozen book. But
she likes what she likes.
She likes what she likes. And I love adding to her collection too. So I'm always scoping out for her and like trying to be really intentional with some of our choices.
Do you know how many kids' books you have?
Oh, like they both each have like a good shelf worth. Like I want to say like 6 shelves of books.
Okay. Yeah. Because I went and counted Haley's one day when I was bored and it was like 350 books. And I was like, excuse me, ma'am. What
is that more than you?
No. Let's be real. No.
Well, I can see her books right now, and I know this isn't, like, probably half of them.
No. There's my whole... Well, maybe it is half of them. My room is full of books, and we had to get another bookshelf from IKEA because I had no more space.
Right? I'm running out of space, too.
I feel like I constantly cycle through them. Like, I'll, like, look at them and be like, oh, yeah, I want to read that. And then, like, in 2 months, I'm like, I don't think I'm ever going to read that. So then I'll donation pile it or, like, try to sell it on Marketplace.
Yeah. But I'm a sucker for, like how beautiful they look. Like, that's my favorite part of collecting is just, like...
Do you like the sprayed edges?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
But
I don't display them.
I know.
Like, they're tucked away, but I like to see them.
Sometimes I flip them out and I'm like, I like you, but I need the spine.
I'm
like,
not gonna. No. Yeah. I would never shake it up. Like, they have to look uniform.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like, I'll intentionally, like, put certain sizes and, like, color schemes together and, like.
Oh, you fancy.
A little bit. Like, I kind of treat it as, like, I like the visual design of a bookshelf.
Yeah.
Like, all, like, my little library, like, sometimes I'll just sit there and I'll just, like, stare at it and, like, because it's, like.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Like, that's what, like, I love hard copy books because they're just so beautiful. And
they are.
I'll just.
I don't love to read a hard copy book. It's so heavy.
It is. Yeah. Like, I'll kind of combo, like, I'll, typically in a month, like, I'll have, like, a hard copy book and an audiobook going at the same time.
Okay. Fair. Yeah.
And the audiobook, I always get through so much quicker.
It's true. Because you could be doing anything, right?
You could be doing anything. Yeah.
But I usually craft when I audiobook. Yeah.
Or, like, if I'm driving. Like, I'll put it on when I'm driving. Yeah.
Yeah. I do that, too.
Like, I drove to Hinton the other weekend and my kids were asleep or, like, on their own little devices or whatever. Yeah. And like, I put my audiobook on and it was that scary one that we just.
Oh, that what was it called? We used to live here.
Yeah. Oh, and it's so spooky. Like, it is so good. We read that one for our book club, Amanda and I. And everyone was into it, and it was really cool. I definitely love that one. I recommend it.
Some people were not into it.
Some people
they
weren't.
They're like, scary stories, not for
That's
me.
That's true. Yeah, you have to have that vibe. You have to be into it, because, like, I was driving at, like, yeah, it was, like, 9 o'clock at night, and it was dark in the mountains.
Yes.
And I'm like, what have I done? Why am I listening to this book? It's, some ghostly presence is going to come out, like...
It was freaky, and
it was good.
It was good, and it's crazy how much lore there is behind it.
Yes. Oh,
and
Amanda did a deep dive.
I did a deep dive into Reddit, because the author Marcus, I'm gonna butcher his last name. Clewer,
something like that.
I don't know. It's there.
Clewer. I would say.
I'm so sorry, Marcus. Yeah. It actually started on Reddit, is what a friend of our book club was saying. Yeah.
The story came out.
Yeah.
And so published into a book.
Started on Reddit, and now there's just, like, all these Reddit posts and this, like, dedicated thing that he linked to, and you read through it and your mind spirals, honestly.
It can spiral, but it's like you just want answers so bad.
I know.
Yeah.
But I don't want to, like, give it all away.
No, that's the beauty of it, is because a lot of books do tie it up for you where you do know, but this is the instance where you're like...
Like, I'm thinking about the... Oh, what was that one we read by Riley Sager?
The Only One Left.
The Only One Left. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I think it has the, yeah, like
but
the...
But it just, 1,000 twists at the end, but then they all tie up neatly, and you're just like, oh, okay.
Oh, so that's
you're like,
the truth.
You're satisfied, but you're also like, you don't really think about it more than
afterwards.
A month after. Do you know what I mean?
This like one, we're still thinking about it.
Yeah.
And there's still so many, like... It leaves it up to the reader to decide.
Totally.
Like, what actually happened.
And he had said in an interview that he's like, no one, like, there's, it'll take years for people to figure out some of this stuff. And I think he's writing a sequel.
Right. And they're turning it into a movie.
I think so.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. But, like, I don't have years to dissect this.
Tell me now, like, please.
I have, like, 100 books to read on my TBR.
Oh, more.
I can't, more. Like, yeah. I can't sit there and dissect this one.
No.
I don't have yours.
I feel like we're like every person who has a TBR, and then you see like this Conditions of Will just came out. And I'm like, someone talked about it on Instagram, and I'm like, oh, now I have to read that.
Right?
Like immediately.
Yeah.
And so I think I'm a mood reader.
I am. I'm a mood reader too.
Yeah.
Like
I will read our book club book.
Yep.
And then after
because
that,
we have a meeting.
Because we have a meeting that I have to, and we have trivia that I need to win.
Like,
but other than that, I'm just like, if I'm not vibing with it, I can't read it.
Yeah, you have to be in that space. And I mean, and that goes for it. Like, this is a huge deep dive. We don't have to get into it because, like, we both got into the ACOTAR series.
Yes.
It took me a while because it was just...
it's a lot.
It was viral. It went viral, and it was really exciting. And I was like, you know, and it was a lot.
Do you know, it's like 10 years old.
Yes. I remember reading like the first book came out, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, but then it took so long to like gain traction where people were like, then all of a sudden it was
social media.
I mean? Yeah. And everyone was reading it.
Yeah.
And it was a huge undertaking because like the first book is like, okay. And then the next few books are like, they're thick boys.
They are.
And now I'm in the, like the third hat, like a third of the way through the last book.
You're not done yet.
I know. That's I know.
Man,
it's beside my bed. It's sitting beside my bed. It's ready to go. But then I am a mood reader because I just like I keep going back to like, you know, a new book that comes out
or a book.
Or what I've been doing lately too is, and I no, don't get me wrong, I'm enjoying it and I am going to get through it. And I think it's a, you know, it's a good series. It's, definitely enjoyable. But what I've been doing is when I feel like reading, but I haven't like cracked open a book and like committed yet, I started picking up a book of short stories.
Okay.
So beside my bed, I've got my, what's that last book called?
Oh, don't put me on the spot. The one about grabbing the headboard and are you
that
there yet?
That hasn't happened to me yet.
No.
Nesta's like just in the at the House of the Wind.
She just got there?
Yeah, so maybe I'm like a quarter of the way through. Like,
oh,
not a third.
My goodness gracious. It's A Court of Silver Flames.
Of course, yes.
Right?
The orange one.
Obviously. Yeah, the orange book. The big orange book.
Yeah, so I'm like, so I've got that beside my bed, and then right on top I've got Never Whistle at Night, which is that like...
Oh, I have that.
You have it, yeah. It's that, like, they're all like indigenous stories. Grace?
Over there somewhere, maybe.
Yeah, and that's a cool
yeah,
one, too.
It
is.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. Like, that's also a really, like, visually kind of cool looking book. I love the artwork on
it. Yeah.
But that one's got, it's full of short stories and they're all kind of spooky.
Yes.
But that kind of gets like, it gets it out of my system if I like just want to read, but like have like a quick, so I've been kind of like diving into some short stories.
Okay.
Just like, you know, read one before bed kind of thing.
That's
even
smart.
It's nice. It's been a nice little like palate cleanser from like some of the like bigger books that I've been reading or like our book club books too on the same side, like, simultaneously. But oh my gosh, I also have like, there's so many. Like,
I know.
We could, if you want, like, do you guys have 3 hours? Because Amanda and I will list our TBRs.
No, I'll just start reading off every book on my bookshelf.
Yeah.
There's so many.
Literally all of them. Because there's so many that are so good too.
Yeah.
Like,
do you like a short story though?
I do. And well, it doesn't give you as much satisfaction. Like, you're not as like enveloped. Like, it is, it's so that you can like read and feel like you're, you know, cozy, you made your tea, you're sitting there with, you know, some nice pages. And yeah, I do, but it definitely doesn't hit the same as like investing yourself in characters.
Yes.
And a storyline and painting a picture. It's not as vivid. Like,
yeah, I feel like I try to get into them and I just, like, I read, who is it? Samantha Schweblin? She's a, she has a novel of short stories and they were translated because where is she from? Spain. She's from Spain. And they were really weird, like mind bending kind of psychological horror type things.
Yeah.
And I feel like I would.
My kind of story for sure.
Yeah. Like I would get into it and then I'd be like, wait, what? At the end.
Because you're waiting for more. You're wanting more.
I want more. I want more.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like a short story, but not all the time.
Yeah. I hear that, definitely. And like, that's like, I'll like read one and then I won't pick that book up again for like several weeks. And then I'll read another one out of there. So I don't like go through the whole book.
I did.
And
maybe
did.
That was my problem.
Maybe, yeah.
Because I was just like, there was like 12 stories in my brain and I was like trying to keep them straight.
Yeah.
That's
I'll
my
like
problem.
Take it for what it is. Totally.
Yeah.
But,
well, that's a good way to look at it.
Next up on the docket though, I want to read All the Colors in the Dark so bad. Did you end up reading that
one
yet?
No, I haven't.
No. See, that's like,
right?
We should dive into that one.
Okay.
And like maybe we can do a big podcast episode about it.
Well, the next book we're reading is Hell of a Book
Hell
by
of a
Jason
book.
Mott.
Yep.
So that's our next, that will be the full episode.
Yeah.
We're already at almost like 23 minutes.
Awesome.
So
let's go.
I think.
Are we professionals?
we're not. The next one should be a little longer.
Yes.
We'll answer some questions. We'll deep dive into that book.
Yes. So if you want to read along with us, Hell of a Book by Jason
Mott. Yeah.
And that's going to be our next one that we're going to really dive into.
I think we'll do that in May, probably.
Yeah, that'll come May, so.
Yeah, I think that'll be a good one. Anything else you want to let our new listeners know?
Just keep listening.
Yeah, please
honestly,
keep listening.
Feed
our egos.
Yeah, you're witnessing the birth of maybe like the best podcast ever.
I think so. We literally, what did we watch? Nobody Wants This?
Yes.
And we're like, a podcast?
Yeah, one day we come to our book club and I'm like,
yeah.
I kind of want to start a podcast. And Amanda's like, me too. And then we kind of just like,
yeah.
We couldn't shake it, but it became like actually legit.
Yes.
Where
we're doing it.
Yeah, we're doing it.
We're doing it.
As
I think it'll
hear.
Be I think it'll be fun.
Yes.
It's gonna be fun. So yeah, stick around. Like and subscribe. What do people say?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, follow us on Instagram, Litty Titty Book Club.
Yes, get on there.
Get on there.
We'll post it on our socials.
Watch Amanda and I figure this out. We're gonna, we're gonna have sort of a variation of, you know, different types of episodes.
Yeah.
You know, we're both moms and I was kind of talking about kids' books there. So sometimes, like, if there are some listeners out there who are caregivers that want, you know, some kids book talk recommendations, things like that. Like that might be included.
Only Robert Munch from me though. Sorry.
Yeah. I try my best to like, you know, like kids books out there too. Like they're so good these days where you can be really intentional about like, you know, certain lessons and messages and like, representation and things like that. So I like to bring that to the table. But then also, like, we read a lot of different genres with our book club.
We do.
Amanda and I both have, like, extensive collections.
Super into smutty romance books lately.
Oh, we love that too. Yeah. So. We might get a little unhinged. Like,
we'll see. Well, there might be some wine involved next time.
Yeah, right now it's like early morning. We've got coffee, but our next recording may be evening. So.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. We'll figure it out. We'll let you know. Thanks to our book club for listening, because
we know you're going to be listening and we love all of you. Shout out.
Let's get lit.
Let's get lit. Our
formerly read between the wines. Just changing it up.
Yeah. It was a good time. What was it? Like 5 years in.
It was five years in. And then I was like, we have a lot of new members. We should probably.
It was a breath of fresh air. It really was.
Yeah. It's good. Everyone loves it. Yep. It's a common book club name for sure, but it's ours.
And yeah, can't shake the members. They're the best ones out there.
Yeah, totally. So much fun.
Love our book club.
If you haven't started a book club, you should start a book club, because it's honestly so fun.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll wrap it up here. Thanks again for listening.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next time.
See you next time.